Welcome to the village. It is randoms with dire buttons, and someone told me that is this thing actually lucrative? Is it worth it? Would you rather be doing this than to, you know, be a doctor? My answer is I'd rather be doing this. Now, hear me out. I remember when this person that I'm about to have conversation with, when she was in Nigeria, there's a whole lot we talk about, and now she traveled, and we still talk about these things. And what is it? She has been in another country for a couple of years. How has it been? You know, when you move from a particular location to another place, even if it's within a particular country, there's something unique, or there's something that just changes, you know, from finances to spiritual to physical. So many things changes, and you know, you just begin to try to put yourself, put yourself in that country to be able to survive. I like to call it the survival mode. How do you survive? I'm moving into a new country for the first time. How do you survive? How do you acclimatize yourself with certain things? That's what I have with this beautiful woman, Ibukun IBK, like I always call her. We're about to talk about something, so just sit back, relax, and have fun listening. I'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
It's randoms with dial buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's randoms with dial buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen.
All right, so for those, for you who just tuned in, it's crazy how I have, how I have certain friends. Now, this particular friend, this particular one, wake up middle of the night and tell her buttons is on the call. She would literally, possibly leave whatever she's doing to answer the call. That's how much she values me. And you know, when you're in Nigeria, everybody seems to want to value you for one reason or the other. And I have this friend of mine who I value so much. When she was in Nigeria, were a little bit far-fetched, if that English is correct. But now that she's outside Nigeria, we're a little bit near-fetched. I have IBK in the house. Alpha.
What is far-fetched and near-fetched? What's going on here?
It is randoms with dire buttons. I have one of my favorite friends in the house. You know, far-fetched is, you know, when you were in Nigeria, it was a little bit hard for us to have conversations because you're literally, I don't know, maybe you were busy or I was busy. You know, when you're in Nigeria, you just cannot seem to have to know what's going on with your neighbor. But with the moment you're outside Nigeria, it seems like all the gossips, the news just keeps bugging into your face like, like what's going on?
I don't think so. I think because of, like, you know, we've seen each other every month, I think that gave us room and avenue to, because we see each other during the Holy Ghost service, I think that just gave us avenue to cheat. Although we would not be able to finish the gist. You and I have never had, like, finished the gist.
We never finished the gist.
Exactly. And now that, you know, I'm not in Nigeria, it's just the same thing. Like, we call each other up when we need to speak to each other. It's just, that's it. There's no far-fetched, near-fetched anything. I think our relationship has always just been that way, you know. We're always going to be there for each other.
True.
As best as we can.
Yeah.
You know, I don't able to wake up and say, "Ada, young boy, you don't know shit." I'm just joking.
Okay, so for those who don't know, she has a particular podcast, which is Ottawa Mom, is Ottawa Momo.
Ottawa, simply you is Ottawa Mom.
Because Ottawa doing. Are you saying that you don't have enemies around there? Because, you know, in English, when we say otter in English means enemy. And, you know, Ottawa means there is enemy somewhere. So if you're saying Ottawa mob means the mom of enemies.
Me and enemies, me and that play together. I came on my own, bought my ticket myself. So enemies are wherever they are in that country near you. Where you are, but it's not on my side. So, period.
Okay, let's
place in Canada.
Let's get serious. So, Ottawa mom, you've been in Canada for say 2 years and counting. You have been pushing a lot of things outside on Instagram, that is. You've been telling us so many things that you thought you knew, and you would have hoped someone would have mentioned all of this to you before you traveled, and you know, you got there and things aren't the way they are. I remember we having a conversation and you mentioned something which I misinterpreted, that it's easy in Canada than it is in every other state. Let's start with that. How easy is it for someone who's just coming into Canada?
I think we have it hard for the like next 5 years, if I can put it that way. When I told you that it was easy, I think what you heard was that, oh, Canada is easy. And I said to you the other day, I said, no, I would never say that. I did not say, take it back. What I said, it's easier to get into Canada and be like a permanent resident than any other place like the US or China or UK. Because in the US, there are, you know, many procedures, processes, things like that you have to go through. Here in Canada, they just have, you know, some certain rules. If you go by the rule, you'll be a PR, and then from PR, you'll be a citizen. So it's like clear-cut ways. Right, so I said it was easier to get into. So Canada has a lot of means to come into the country. They have the express entry, they have the provincial nomination, they have the skilled workers. So they have lots of means. They have this, you being a student, they have the French means, like if you know how to speak French, they open their doors for you. If you know how to drive a truck, they open their doors for you. If you are good with IT or being a medical worker. So they have so many means for you to come into the country and then, you know, along the line be citizens. And yeah, that's the thing, that's the beauty about Canada. It's not easy. And, you know, you mentioned something about how I wish somebody, because when I realized I was going to relocate, I was watching YouTube and I was watching the wrong YouTube.
Like, are you serious? Okay, you know, that's another conversation. We understanding what we are watching. You know, you can be watching something that is not right for you at that time, or not even exactly right for you at all. And you're thinking, oh,
not useful for me at that time, because what I was watching was, you people, they say you should not bring bag, clothes, shoes, and all that. Like, that was what I was watching. I didn't know. I wish somebody had informed me that, oh, you're coming here. What you need to do is that you need to prepare, rework your resume to fit the Canadian style. What you need to do is you need to Google about where you're going to, the kind of jobs that, you know, are offered there. Do you have transferable skills? You need to learn a skill. I wish somebody had said all those things. You get what I mean? I probably would have taken that advice, because another thing is when people actually talk, if you were in Nigeria, you'd be like, oh, I know it all, don't worry. It won't happen to me when I get there.
You know, that's the spirit we always have.
Exactly. You know, because someone told me that it was going to be hard to get a job. When I got to Canada, and I was like, no, I'm highly favored of the Lord. It's not going to be hard. So when I got into Canada, I was applying for managerial roles, directorial roles. And, you know, towards the end of, like, the year, I realized that IBK, that's not going to cut it. So I just found, you know, some job, just one random job that was going to give me, you know, money. Because you have to pay bills. You have kids, you have to provide food. I mean, I came with my husband, of course, he's doing his bit, but you also, here you realize that you have to work together and agree. So basically, they tell you that you're a newcomer, like the term immigrant or newcomer is still, like, it has that 5-year range. So between the year 1 and year 5 that you're here, you, that terminology, newcomer, immigrant, still applies to you. Why? Because sometimes it might take you 2-3 years to get your feet right, to get your footing right, that, oh, this is what I want to, this is how I want to go about what I want to do. And sometimes it takes you 5 years, you know. So you run your own race. You don't run anybody's race. You don't work with anybody's clock. Yes, people might be buying homes and putting it on Instagram, but you don't know what they're doing. You don't know if that home that they bought and put on Instagram, at the end of the day, they couldn't meet up with the mortgage and they had to sell off the house or blah, blah, blah. You don't really know anybody's story, so don't really judge or work with anybody's... I mean, don't really work with anybody's clock. That's basically it. So, yeah.
It's crazy that we have to go through all of this to switch locations. I remember moving from a particular community to where I am now, and I could tell at first I was saying, man, this place is far. How do I get new friends? How do I survive? How do I do this? How do I do that? But the moment I got in, first year, yeah, it was a bit shaky. Well, first 6 months, it was a bit shaky. But after then, I just got acclimated to everything. You know, it just became like, man, well, Kodwa Mashele and Koshele, Ati Wobi Baino. And the best is just the best. You get. So, you know, and you said something about watching the right YouTube or listening to the right set of people. Talking about jobs, I remember I think it was the other day, we're talking about, you know, how that if you're going to get a radio job or a media kind of job that has to do with audio, in some places in Canada, you need to be able to speak certain language. It is a criteria. If you cannot speak it, you won't get a job. So that means that even before you leave, you need to learn how to speak certain languages.
Which brings me back to, I wish I was watching the right thing, which leads me to, I wish people were saying the right things. Sometimes it's not just about the materialistic part of job buying. You know, there are some essential things, which is why I started the page on Instagram, The Ottawa Mom.
Yeah.
Let people know things that you now, segueing back to what you asked, which is, you know, the language French. That's what you need. Yeah, specialist. If you're a media specialist in Canada, and you need to get to some top positions, you need to know French. In fact, as a government worker at all in Canada, you need to know French. If not, you would get to some glass ceilings. You won't be able to, you won't be able to go through. So as a media person, like, for instance, I'm in Ottawa. Ottawa is the administrative capital of Canada. And in Ottawa here, it's a bilingual state. It's closer to Quebec. Quebec is a French province, while Ottawa is a bilingual province. So they speak both, what they call it, English and French. Now, if I was to get a job in the media, especially if it was media, government related, or even just media in general, they expect that you will speak in English, then say it in French, because you're in a province where, or you're in a country where majority speak French and English. So you're able to communicate in those two languages. I know of a friend who's working in media in Saskatchewan, and it's not a problem for her, because in Saskatoon and in Calgary, French is not their first language. It's not a prerequisite. It's English. So you could get a job in media in Calgary or in Saskatoon. However, they do not have enough media outlets in those regions. So you're really going to be hashing it out with a lot. There's going to be a lot of competition for the small firms or companies, media companies that are in existence in those regions. Now, in Ottawa, the one thing I struggle with is my French is very basic. I'm level 2 French, so I've not really been able to get a job, the job that I would want.
Comment ça va?
S-E-L-U, and then if you speak a lot of French, I'll tell you, je ne comprends pas français. And you'll be like, oh, really? But you're, I'm like, nah, that's the only thing I know. Je ne comprends pas. I don't tell you, I do that French. In French, you know? And so, I don't know how to. And he's not just saying, you know, writing your resume, but I'll just write French. Well, go ahead and do it. When you get interviewed for the job, you have the French interviewer as well who wants to ask you questions or whatever, except for cases of race, you know, where people overlook these things. So yeah, basically that's what it is. You know, it's not easy being a media person, a journalist or what have you in Nigeria and trying to switch to Canada without having French. So I wish somebody had told me, I would have spent the better part of when I knew I was going to come to learn in French at the side.
And it would have been easy. Because it's the same. It must be, or possibly would be, this kind of English, the kind of French that were taught in schools here, or you go to Lingua Francais or something, to learn the same kind of French you would be speaking in Canada.
Right. And I think French is French. So I know that Quebecans have Quebec French, and France, people in France have French, France French. However, if somebody in France should speak,
sorry,
because French is French, you would understand if you spoke French, whether it's Quebec French or France French. So even if I get like a French tutor in Nigeria, which is what I'm thinking of as you just said it, I'm thinking, like, you know, it's going to be cheaper, because here we have cheaper options here as well. We have like facilities that take free French. However, it's not, you know, if you had a personal tutor, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper if I got a personal tutor. I think now that I'm speaking to you, I just like, I'm thinking about it. So yeah, that's a way forward. That's one of the ways forward.
That's it. You know, I think it was when I traveled to Oyo State. Yeah. So I did a tour on a couple of states in Nigeria. I went to Osun, I went to Oyo, I went to Ondo, I went to Ekiti in a week. And then I went to Ogun. Yes, and then Lagos. And I realized that these are Western states where you have to know how to speak Yoruba. Now, Yoruba is one of the languages in Nigeria. And it's not about you speaking it. It's about you understanding. Now, in all of these Western states, they have different dialects, different tongues. And you get to wonder, how exactly am I supposed to learn this particular kind of Yoruba with this other particular kind of Yoruba and this other kind just because I want to survive? Which brings me to survival mode. How is survival in Canada, especially where you are?
So the beauty of it is you're...
I love people who are...
I know people that have been here for a very long time. However, if you're ready to do any work, I can't. Not because of standard or anything, but because I have kids. So I can't do any work because of like my pick up time for the kids, my drop off time for the kids, and all that. That has really affected the kind of work that I can do. However, as a man or a woman, really have a lot of responsibilities, or you have older kids, you can hustle some type of jobs, you know, you can see some type of jobs. Those kind of jobs, like, you know that they cannot even tell you to do that kind of thing in Nigeria. It's not as if you can't do it, they can't even say you should do it because of your standard, your pedigree and all that. But here, what do they say? There's dignity in labor here. Nobody sends your pap, your dad, nobody sends your generation, your auntie, your uncle, nobody sends you. You get what I mean? Everybody's trying to survive. trying to pay the bills, because whether you work or you don't work, the bills will come. So you have to, you know, look for anything it is that you're doing. You have to look for anything it is and try and do so that you can pay the bills. So basically, survival here is you just have to keep checking, just have to keep looking, you know. Just you can't say, I can never do this, you know, and just life a la follow and just wait. Before I move on, you will not even have anywhere to sleep, because where are you going to place your head? And mind you, when you pay for a house, here it comes with you paying for so many other things aside from the house. You have insurance, and then if you now, like, if you have kids, you obviously have to hire one of you. If you, I don't know. The thing is that there's not money. Money is in life. So how can you not, you know, how can you pay your bills or have access to this money? So yeah, survival here is intense. That's why I said give yourself 5 years. So for people who are relocating, give yourself some time. Don't chase after anybody's shadow. Don't run after anybody's clock. Do you. What you can afford. If it's a car you can afford, just taking your kids to school. Take your kids to school and park the car. You know, all these like cars that give up after a while. You don't have to drive it to office or what have you. Let it just serve your children going to school. That's if you have, you know, younger kids and things like that. So basically, just, you know, work with your own schedule. Work your, you don't have to buy a house now. You can't buy a house, you know, when it's right.
Later. Few more questions and we're done. But, you know, I think it was last night or midnight, and I was thinking about this, that if IBK actually says that Canada is technical, let me use that word, Canada is technical, how would you, what exactly do you now want me to watch? What do you want me to learn before I come into Canada? What are those things that I need to put in place first? Because I can't just come in there knowing that someone told me, when you get here. I'll give you a quick example. A couple of years back, I think like 10 years ago, I tried applying for a UK visa. And the person who was helping me, this person told me that I was going to work with Sky News. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing now? Fireballet. Now, this person told me I was going to work with Sky News. I believed it because he showed me certain things and, you know, it was all looking real. And then I got to the embassy and I was denied. Now, he didn't tell me that these papers are not so real. These things are not so, it doesn't just come like that. You can't just say you want to work with Sky News or you just want to work with these things. What I'm trying to say is the processing, how to get there. Is it so technical or so easy as some people say, or is it just a fish in the pond kind of thing?
So, I want to talk about where you will work with guys and some agents to shower agents from here. Yeah. So, first advice I is do your research. Even if you want to use agents, see, I'm against. I want to say I'm not against. I'm against using agents. I raise my hand like, those people the amount of people they've scammed, Jesus is done, does not mean that they're not good agents. So, while you are entrusting a number of things into your agent's hands, also do your research. The reason why people just leave everything for the agents is because they don't have the time to do that research, so they are paying someone to do it. Meanwhile, that one is not in his hand. He doesn't work in the Canadian embassy. He can only try his best. Oh my goodness, I'm like trying to explain those agents. They're just oh my god. Anyway, not discrediting the good ones. Good ones, if you're out there, kudos to you. Well done for doing a nice job. You see, those your other colleagues. Oh, God. See, agents, just avoid them. Do your own research yourself. Be ready to put in the work by doing your research. Now, what would I have loved for people to know coming into Canada? But that's where it takes us back to research, proper research. So when you research, you're researching your career path. If you're the type of person that had a career in Nigeria, does Canada give room for you to continue that type of career path? Are you open to a mind change, to a career mind change when the option is available, when that option comes? Where in Canada is your work? Do you have work relatable things that you can, the work transferable skills? Is it in Alberta? Is it in Ontario? Is it in Vancouver? Like, where exactly are your skills needed? Then also, what pays my family? What pays me? Where is expensive? What's the tax situation like in Ontario versus in Quebec? Can I live in Quebec? I don't speak French. Would I have issues? These are things that you can only uncover through series and tireless research. So do your research. Career path, family, those two things are very important. So you know, is this place a settleable place for my family? One of the reasons why I picked Ottawa is because if you check it, Ottawa is one of the family oriented cities in Canada, and you know, we went for it. It's not too cold, it's not too hot.
Are you sure it's not too cold?
I'm always cold, so I can never be your yardstick, because I'm always cold. However, like me, for other people, because it's closer to Toronto, they're cold, but it's not as cold as, you know, if you're in Calgary, you know, if you're experiencing Calgary snow, you know, where it's serious. Calgary is very extreme. When it's cold, it's very cold. When it's hot, it's very hot. And it's only hot a couple of, you know, months. Most times, it's cold. So, yeah, so you have to do research to know what you're looking for. Okay, now that you are jackpine, what is your aim of jackpine? I'm sure it is to make money and create a better place for your family. And so you have to look at all those things. Those things will enable you settle in the right place that will give you the money that you need to take care of the family that you want to take care of. So it's an intertwined relationship.
It's crazy how in short minutes we're able to at least tell someone that these are certain things you need to know. If you're jackpine, you should know these things. You should put in the work, because the moment you have that thought of switching locations, you should know that it's not going to be easy, but you have to keep pushing. You just have to.
I hear that IT people have it as you. I hear that IT, because IT is a global
industry.
So I hear that they have it easier. Maybe not easy. Like I said, nothing is easy. So let me not use those words. Let me say easier. Because since it's global, they usually have like the certificates and everything that cuts across. And they don't have to, like for other professionals now, if you're coming in, you say you want to study medicine, you might as well just go and start school again in this Canada, because they can frustrate your life if you want to be a doctor in this Canada. You know, and then nurses, you have maybe a 2-year course or things like that. For architects, you have to go back to school, even if it's a crash course, because we have bridging programs for that. For media professionals like myself, you have to go back to school, even if it's for a crash course.
Are you serious? Like,
yes. How do you want to practice? Like, then for lawyers, you have like these exams that you're meant to take, and then pharmacist, just the way where you go to London as a medical practitioner or as a medical doctor, you have, I think, 4 exams that you're meant to write before you can work before you can practice. But here, it's a different ball game. You don't just do an exam, or it's a very tedious situation before you can say you're a medical doctor here in Canada. It takes years. Are you ready to go through the years of waiting in a bit to follow, you know, your heart, follow your passion and things like that? So basically, yeah.
Let me put it this way. So far, do you regret leaving the shores of Isaleko, Nigeria?
Don't ever. Like, I know people are team ego better. Me too, I'm team ego better. Tomati better. Bumakada, like when it's good, I'll be back. But for now, one of the reasons why people leave, not because of money or anything, but security, very important. Like, imagine you having so much money. You hear these things. Imagine you having so much money, and yet the security in Nigeria is so poor, bad, that they can just shoot somebody anyhow for no reason. They've cocked a gun at me before, and I was pregnant. For what? For coming back from the hospital late, as in they said there was curfew. Who declared curfew? And before I turned into the driver, I heard, kaka. That kind of thing will mess with your brain. They've detained my friend before. They wanted to kill him. The intention was to kill him. So he's an Igbo boy. So they didn't know that he understands Yoruba. So they said to themselves, that's police officers, they said to themselves that, you know what will happen? We'll kill the Uber driver, plant the gun in his hand, and say that he's the one that killed the Uber driver, we'll tell him to drive the car, then we'll kill him. Imagine plotting a whole life's demise on somebody. And because they spoke Yoruba, because they had asked him his name, he gave them an Igbo name, their first thought was
that he knew he would understand.
Yes. So imagine, these are the things that happened. My friend died 2 years ago because he went to the dentist. They took out his teeth and they didn't do the needful. Before you knew what was happening, blood ran all the way to his brain. Gone. So you have stories like this. So the reason why people leave is not because you want to be snapping picture with blue sky. It's not about that. Those are things that we enjoy. That comes with both. You can't function well. There's no lights. There's no... See, so many random things are happening in that country. So, to be honest with you...
lights now.
Can you imagine? To be honest with you, I'm really glad that I left. It comes with the price to pay. For instance, my children, I'm just so scared and nervous that they don't grow up being spoilt brats. Because just come on, good morning, like we grew up knowing that you had to tell your elders good morning. It was a no-brainer. Here I'm begging, please say good morning, and you cannot shout at them outside. So like if they're like white adults, they don't even expect that you're trying to train your child. They think that you're being hard or harsh on your child, so you
you're
can't
trying to abuse the boy.
You cannot do that. So you have to be very diplomatic in raising your kids. There's nobody to stay with your children while you want to just go and, see the town small. So you cannot sit down. If you want to sit down with your children. You and your children will sit down together. So, until they're older. So, it comes with these cons as well. It's not all green. But being alive, having good internet, even though you're paying for it, some people believe that me, I was part of some people, so I'm not even trying to yab anybody. I believe that when I go abroad, like internet is everywhere, I won't pay for it. You pay for it, but you get what you're paying for, you get what I mean. So, basically, it has its pros, the pros outweigh the cons.
Well said. Finally, the Ottawa mom, who is she? Mm-hmm. What does she do? What's she trying to tell us? Final question before.
Woo! I love this, love this, love this. So the Ottawa mom, I started the page to let people know, where so many informations that I didn't know and I'm finding out. So I have 2 years experience. Oh yes, some people have 2 years experience. I get people say, what's the day on my comment section? Oh my god, some people are just terrible. My comment section things like, I do know the country. I want share day, and I can tell you. I don't care about that. I'm not even about all this influencing and all. No, what I want you to know is what I want you to, like. This is what happened to me when I came home. Don't let it happen to you. All you people, listen. Yes. because I wish I had advice. But some people think that, I'm just trying to start a page and just talk about that. I wish I had advice. Nobody was there on YouTube. They were saying that this is Toronto, this is Kenny, this is New Brunswick. These are like, clarification. make sure that would benefit my family, that
true.
I will not miss out on.
True.
That's why I started the other one, Mom, so that, the name Mom is not like just about mom things or whatever. I don't really talk mom things there, but I just thought, I didn't think it through deeply like that. It was like, I'm in other one, I'm a mom, so I just put it together. There was no anything, but the whole reason for starting it is what I'm sure of, to let people know options, like they can have the options. So I can tell you, work on your LinkedIn, work on your resume. It's not up to you to not do it and be like, well, I know better, but at least you heard it. You get what I mean?
Yeah. true. Yeah. All right, so if you want to reach out to our mom, you want to learn more about so far our stay in Canada and beyond, you can always go on Instagram at Ottawa Mom, OTAWAMUM, and Ottawa Mom, and you would see everything. I hear that she's dropping a podcast pretty soon, so you might always get to listen non-stop to all to get ready with me as Ottawa Mom.
I tried doing that video several times, get ready with me, guy. It just never did. Like, there's also some things like, oh, content creators are trying, though. Oh, this get ready with me, the thing will be clean, they'll be doing clothes, they'll be switching clothes, they'll be dancing to music, switching clothes. Ah,
but it's not you. All right, man, thank you so much, IBK. She is Ibuku Olua. Agbadimu. Also Dapper Thomas. Also Ottawa Mom, also Radio Olori. Alright, so you can always check for her, search, and you'd be sure you would get to see one. I do not want to push the buttons of telling you when to listen or to watch out for our podcast, but you will see it pretty soon.
This is you not pushing the buttons.
You will see it very soon, and it's going to be filled with informations, enticing informations that you would say, wow, had I known, I would have just listened to this beautiful, gorgeous woman, you know, and had I known, I would have just clicked subscribed on this page, on YouTube, on Google Podcast, on Apple. You definitely would want to listen. Alright, so IBK, thank you so much for coming on The Village Randoms with Dio Buttons, and we'll get to hear from you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. You're doing a great, fantastic job, Dio Buttons.
Oh yeah,
Dio Buttons.
My hair is spiking already.
Let it come down.
Thank you so much. Let me let you go. We'll talk some other time.
Alright, thank you.
Bye. So you've heard it from Ottawa Mom, and it's funny how we always get to hear these things and we just thought, hey, I don't need it. But hey, you actually need it. And it's also funny how we just watch certain YouTube pages and we see different things, and then when we get there, it's a whole different game. You won't even believe what you're seeing. I'll tell you to share this particular episode with someone, or share it with someone who's about to leave. You know, we all need ourselves. From me to you, my name is Dio Buttons. It is Randoms with Dio Buttons. And yes, if you're just if you've been a villager, I want to say thank you so much for staying in the village and for consecutively, continuously sharing and liking and subscribing. Thank you so much. And to our new villagers, I'd like to say welcome to the village.